it ended up that my mother had kept all the letters that I had written when I was living in, I lived in Thailand for 23 years. And so she kept all the letters that I'd written while I was traveling and then all the time I was there. So she'd kept all of them. And then a couple of years ago, she said, I'm clearing everything out. Do you want these letters? I got a box of them. I said, wow, personally, I don't want them, but I know there's a group of people who are wanting to do a biography of me, so that might be useful. And but anyway, so I did look at one letter, and I couldn't bear to look at the others. I did look at one letter, and it was when I was explaining to my family that Ajahn Chah has a, because this was after maybe a couple years of being there and explaining to my family that Ajahn Chah has a particular approach, and if you take training with him, you enter a 5-year program, and that to stay for 5 years and train for 5 years, you make a commitment and do it. Don't mess around. So it was. So I said, I haven't said anything yet because was not so 100% sure I was going to be able to do it, but I can't see myself doing anything else other than staying here for these 5 years, and explain to them that the reason why is because as I've lived with him as a teacher, just seeing his kind of peace and unshakability, and the kind of wisdom that comes from that, and I definitely want to do. I want to be like that. If it means 5 years, of course, 5 years was. Now I'm over 50. 50 years as a, not 50 years old, I'm 50 years as a monk. So. That went by a long time ago. But at that time, 5 years felt like a long, long time. His presence and his unshakability is being such a stable anchor in the midst of a community that. People come and go, and people are interested, and people are not interested, and people are easy to live with, and people are difficult to live with, and he was never seemed to be shaken by it. So that was just his example was what he taught, and so this is possible. It's possible to live in this human condition and not be overwhelmed and shaken by it. It's just an incredible gift. It's not empty words, and it is something extremely tangible. So that was something that really impressed me.